Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to The Shred Show Live, where we bring you industry professionals, entrepreneurs, and the best of the best from around the world who are willing to share how they shred, the strategies, the techniques, and the actionable items that you need in your business to go out and dominate. Join us as we shred, show up, hustle, repeat every day. Let's go.
Mr. Jacob Gavney, good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Happy Monday and happy rain day. You're getting there some rain in Texas. I wish I was getting rain here in Utah. We are dry as a bone, but you're getting some water there. So good news for you guys.
Well, like your governor says, pray for rain. You might get it. Hey, whatever it takes.
Here in Utah, we're a religious bunch. We all know that. But man, when your governor starts asking for rain, says pray for rain, ladies and gentlemen, it gets interesting. But that's not even, see, we talk about so much more. But we've got a lot to talk about today. We're talking about Donald Trump and blogging. We're talking about Amazon wanting women back. We're talking about the Fed. Did they go too far? Did they cross a line? But before we get into that, how was your weekend, Jacob? Good weekend.
It was great. It was amazing. Everyone's getting back. It is June 7th. Josh, do you know what June 7th is?
No, I have no idea.
Well, it's the first day of the rest of your life, for one. It's also the first day that a lot of mortgage lenders are getting back to work in waves. So Quicken employees, hats off to you. If you're stuck in your daily commute, not listening to the Rise and Shred show, we love you. We love all of you. We know that you're going back to work in the first, I think, of three waves of people coming back in. You know, we got a bunch of Michigan mortgage lenders going back to work. So everybody keep up the good work. Stay safe. Stay healthy. Try to get some exercise in and, distance fist bumps or whatever you need to do. However your boss has you set up, welcome to it. Quicken is not the only one getting back to work. We have a major problem in the workforce that is a very complicated one. I know my personal next door says, you know, the government just gave a bunch of money to people with unemployment. Now they're too lazy to go back to work.
Yeet. Whoops.
That's an oversimplification of everything. The truth of the matter is that 2 million women are not returning to work because they realize childcare is a suck of their money and they're not seeing their kids. And now that they've been with their kids a year, they decide they actually really like them.
Oh,
so, you know, they want to hang out with their kids. And let's let moms be moms, man. Do you know what I mean?
I
don't know. You ever have any moms work for you, Josh?
Yeah, I have a couple of them, as a matter of fact.
They're the best. They're the amazing. Best. I mean, yep. They work their tails off to keep that stability, to keep that environment for their kids. Hats off to single moms working. They work so hard. We never give them enough credit. We never give enough credit to the women in this industry. Just Agreed. Continue to impress every day. So now the people are getting back to work. Everybody's trying to figure out ways to lure people back to work. And once they're in work, how to keep them. So Rise and Shred, let's talk about Walmart, wants to give every single employee a smartphone. I think that's a brilliant idea. I mean, how much does it cost? It's $500 retail. Okay, multiply that times 740,000 employees. If you work at Walmart, you're getting a free phone.
Ooh, not a bad idea. Not a bad boy. Yeah,
I like Amazon. It. On the other hand, and I'm pulling up the story now.
I got Isaiah. I'm going to share it right here. I like this.
Go for it. They're launching something called the Returnship Program, which is going to recruit and provide job training to candidates who have left the workforce. And that means women who stop working to take care of children. So if Amazon is looking to do it, if Amazon, which has not had the best worker relations record for the past year, if Amazon is looking for opportunities to make it a more attractive place to moms, you should be too.
Absolutely.
It's worth looking into. Deal with the returnship. Come up with a plan. You could do it, people. Let's get back to work. We need more people in this industry. We've got enough business, and it's a great way to make a living.
I 100% agree. And I love this. All you working moms out there, we'd love to hear from you. Comment hashtag a mom below if you are a working mom. This is a really interesting conversation too, because Jacob, you mentioned it. All of you guys know I have two kids. And this was a discussion me and my wife were actually having, Jacob. She was very nervous going into the pandemic and homeschooling. She was very nervous about it. But now we're having the discussion of like, okay, the 2021-2022 school year is just around the corner, you know, here in a couple of months. We're in summer now, but August, kids are going to start going back to school. And now she's questioning, is like, do I send them back to school? Do I still want, like, I love this time with my kids. Like, do I want to give that up? And this will be very interesting. I think this will affect the workplace. And I love this initiative that Amazon has put on. It's kind of like, hey, you know what? What are we doing? What are we doing to incentivize? What are we doing to help? What are we doing to really promote these incredible women? You mentioned this. The women of our industry are probably some of the most underrated. They're amazing. They do such a great job, and we just don't recognize them enough. So I love what Amazon's doing here. It's exciting.
You got to read to the bottom of the Rise and Tread article on it. I'll read you the last line, because this is something this is the best takeaway. Okay. The e-commerce giant will hire up to 1,000 people. Its executives are calling on other Fortune 500 companies to follow suit. Who does that? All we do in this industry, Josh, is fight one another, tooth and nail. How come our executives never get together and call on each other to better their own operations? I want to see more of that. I want to see you, Josh, as the executive of Shred, working harder to hire more people, to bring them in, to get them more training. Come on. We know you make a killing. You've got 3 boats out there on some lake in Utah. I know those boat payments, I know they don't make themselves, but you could spare some money, Josh, and hire another couple of people. Come on. I'm calling on you as a non-Fortune 500 owner of a business to make it work. I'm calling on you. I won't do it myself.
I love it.
I'm calling you to do it.
I told you, and I'll tell you, we just hired an incredible mom, another mom in the marketplace, Nicole. She joined our team. That's how fast I work.
Yes, that's how fast I work. I affected positive change in under 30 seconds. That's all.
There you go. That's how powerful, that's how impactful Jacob Gaffney is, ladies and gentlemen. So there's much more to come. I'm excited to continue to see this. We do, all you executives out there, now's a great time. All of us had a banner year. We're looking ways to expand, looking for ways to improve ourselves. Here it is. Here's the initiative. We're going to start with ourselves. I love it. Jacob Gaffney. Always such good. Sir. All right, man. Next story. Next topic of conversation.
Uh-oh.
The feds.
Yes.
Did they go too far? Is this, are we in some trouble with this?
I feel like a lot of times you start to talk about mortgage bond purchases and monetary policy at a federal level. And it's a big snooze factor for a lot of people, you know, wake up, Josh. Did I lose you there?
Sorry.
Here's the thing is, I know it's a sleepy corner of the economic world, but GDP is expected to be off the charts. Right. So we're recovering. So what's going to happen to our monetary policy? Our interest rates going to start etching up. See, that's one conversation, but that's not the whole part and parcel of the monetary policy and what the Fed Reserve does to promote capitalism, not just nationally, not just domestically, but globally. The Federal Reserve is charged with maintaining that capitalism never goes under. Okay. Right. It never falls apart. It never goes dark. It never does that. They've got a ton of crazy tools that they used in the past, like Operation Twist, all sorts of crazy things that they do to make sure the money keeps flowing. And guess what? The people who are in charge of the money that keeps flowing, the money that eventually comes to us so we can give it to people so they can move in homes, right? They're fighting over what they should be doing, as much as Federal Reserve Board directors and governors fight. They're fighting, and it's not pretty, because this is our money that they're fighting over. And at stake is whether or not they should continue to pump money into the mortgage bond market, into the treasuries market. Okay. Mm. And if they should continue to be kind of a broker dealer of treasuries, where they buy a bit of what they sell. Imagine how good that looks to global investors. You know, when you're buying what you're selling, it looks good. When you're investing in your properties, right? You believe that your real estate is stable and you do all that. What does not look good is when they don't agree.
Right.
Okay. One saying, all right, let's stop this. We need to stop this. This is having terrible consequences. It is preventing our economy from growing. The other one saying, no, we're addicted to this. We can't start tapering it now. It is very, very fascinating look at inside baseball operations with our nation's money. Okay. Yep. And these aren't elected officials. Okay. We have absolutely no say. We have a little bit of say over what our regulators do after our business is conducted. We can elect politicians who then put leaders in charge And we could get an idea of, you know, we knew that the current president would be very much into regulatory authority and building that out. We knew the previous president wasn't as into regulatory authority and didn't push for enforcement action at the levels we're seeing in the current. Okay, so that's all the result of our elections and our process. We have no control over what the Federal Reserve directors do. And when they start fighting, I don't know about you, but I don't feel very comfortable with it. I hope they could come to a consensus and soon.
Yeah, I was going to say soon. I hope soon, because if not, well, like I said, we're going to see some ramifications of this. We're going to see some things that are affecting all of us, especially us as a mortgage industry. So this is something we definitely need to be aware of. Again, that's why we're talking about it here on The Rise of Shred. And again, call out to everybody. If you haven't subscribed, you can get this every single day in your inbox. Jacob and the entire team, we go above and beyond when it comes to providing you with the value, the things that you need to be reading, the things you need to be talking about, discussing at the water cooler, in your offices, wherever it may be. This is something, Jacob, that again, we saw as critically important for our industry. Mm-hmm. This is why we're talking about it. And again, it's not something that has a lot of attention right now. So we need people to be paying attention. We need these discussions to be happening, right?
And look, and if you read the article, that's not the only thing that causes fights. Monopoly nope. causes fights. Sorry causes fights. We have a link of all the board games that cause fights at family night. So, you know, that's yep. good information. You might want to put the Monopoly set away and just bring out the Connect Four and have a nice non-fighting family game night. It's in there. It's in the Rise and Shred. I don't need to go into that. But
honestly, that's one of those things. We need to get a good Monopoly game. Next time you and I are hanging out, we'll play Monopoly. We're going to see how much tension we can build just off of Monopoly. Jacob's going down.
I will wipe the floor with you.
Oh, I guarantee you probably will. I'm terrible at Monopoly, but we're gonna build hotels. We're going to build it out. But I want to go into this next one because I truly think this is something that there's so many pieces and there's so many different facets that we could go into this, but Trump, Donald Trump, mm-hmm. love him, hate him, our past president has basically been silenced. He has stopped blogging.
Yeah.
There's a lot of places, there's a lot of discussion around this, but this is a really big story for all executives and CEOs, people building a personal brand. So let's chat about this a little bit.
It is significant, but it is not something for the rising shred. It's right. not something that you need in your daily diary nope. to be able to live and work healthy and happy. But it is very significant because the former president had a blog that he was using that he had launched, and now he's stopped using it. Yep. Right. And there's one of his spokespeople says it's coming back. Okay. But he kind of seems to be in the minority of the position that it's coming back. It seems almost like it's shut down. And he did it for some time, and then it just poof, went dark. And the importance of it is, like, daily blogging is hard.
Very.
It requires a directive. It requires resources. It requires discipline. It requires all sorts of other adjectives. Okay.
There's so many.
But what it also requires is that it is not the only platform you have.
Right.
So you could deplatform yourself. That's fine. You could deplatform yourself from Facebook. You could deplatform yourself from LinkedIn. That's fine. But what other platforms are you on, and how are you using them, and how are you engaging with others to help you use them? Exactly. If you're not building your personal brand, you stand to lose. And that's 100%. Exactly what happened. The former president was deplatformed from social media, correct?
Oh, I mean, completely. I'm going to share this story on Glamour real quick. This was just published a couple of days ago, but it actually lists all the social medias he's banned from. I mean,
wow.
Most of you don't even know Amazon has a social platform. They do. Apple, Discord. Many of you gamers, we talked to our community length on Discord. Discord, Facebook, Google, Instagram, Pinterest, Reddit, Shopify, TikTok, Twitch, Twitter, YouTube. Ladies and gentlemen, he has literally been banned from everything. Which is crazy.
Which is why he should have had the blog up and running way before. And he should have been – he got huge on social media. Okay, look, no one here is going to be banned from social media, I hope.
No.
Okay, but still, it speaks volumes to the importance of diversifying your personal brand strategy.
Bingo.
That's what it shows. And how – your personal brand strategy is it's going to be a house of cards.
Right.
I mean, it is so easy. I mean, so we know no one's going to be dethroned here or whatever, but there could be any of number of scandals. There could be any of another of issues that just happen on any platform. You can get, it happens to you, Josh, actually. So you represent this entire conversation. You have people who get an idea about what you're doing and then publicly call you out, right? They publicly call you out on your platform. Sure. That goes to your followers and all that. And you have to sit there. You have to take time. You have to do energy. You have to defend yourself, right?
100%.
And then in the meantime, you have to have other platforms that you're considering. And the way it works is, I mean, for you and I, it's been partnership as well, right? So,
100%.
You know, I'm helping you with this platform. You're helping me with that platform. We work together, you know, separate, apart, equal, all that. And it's just part of a larger strategy that we put together over a course of some time.
Absolutely.
So it's not something that we're just going to get on, start throwing news links everywhere and get some, you know, get some progress. It's something that is a daily activity.
It is.
It takes time. One of the reasons we published the Rise and Shred is that you could cut and paste out of that, put it on your social media, take credit for it like you found it yourself. We don't care.
Yeah,
just say, hey, did you know the Federal Reserve Board was fighting? This is crazy. Cut and paste that bit for Rise and Shred. Don't credit us at all. That's fine. Go and build your personal platform. Go forth. We're trying to help you do that. We're trying to give you the tools. Hope you enjoy it. Hope you love it as much as I love doing it. Do you love doing it, John?
I love doing it, man. Absolutely love it. I want to answer that, Sharon Moten. Why is it crazy? I want to make sure that we're all on the same page here. It's not crazy that Trump has been banned. We're not supporting Trump here. We're not saying any of that. What we're saying is, like Jacob just said, is you have to diversify. He literally, what's crazy is that you can be banned. Like anybody, like I said, it's probably not going to happen to any of us, but it's crazy to think that somebody who has spent so much time in building a brand like Trump, like any of us, if I got banned, the fact that you have all these different social platforms that they have the opportunity, they have the discretion to ban you at any time for saying something. You could go out there and say something that they said, hey, Facebook just banned you. So that's what we're talking about. We don't want it to come off in the way that, hey, we're supporting Trump, some of his actions, some of the things he said. No, we're not saying that at all. What we're saying, and being very clear on this, is you have to diversify. You have to look at your personal brand, and you have to start looking outside of the different platforms, whether it's blogging, Facebook, Pinterest, whatever it is, you have to make sure you do diversify. If you put all your eggs in one basket, let's just say Facebook. Let's say Zuck and his team decide to shut down Facebook tomorrow. If all your eggs were in that basket, if that's where your personal brand was being built, game over. You've got to restart. And like Jacob said, and as all of I talk about so frequently, it is not easy. Like, it takes time, it takes dedication, it takes research to really build that personal brand up. So that's why, again, to be very clear on this, that's why it's crazy to think about. It's possible. It can happen to anybody. Most of us it's not going to happen to. But that's why I want to have this discussion, is because it doesn't matter how big or small you think you are. These platforms, they hold the power, ladies and gentlemen. They at any time can just say, delete.
Yeah, you can. The risk of being canceled for us is very slim compared to public figures.
100%.
The risk of us taking a big hit to our reputations because of someone leaving us a bad review on Google or what have you is much, much higher. Yeah. And the only way you can balance that out is by having a diversified brand strategy that goes beyond social media.
Bingo.
So there's a couple of institutions in our industry, Josh, that just focus on one social media channel. That is a risk.
Huge risk.
When we consult with them, when we advise with them, we say that is a risk. If you're doing everything all on LinkedIn, it's a risk, because anyone can go in there and leave a bad comment and that can take off. It's what we call in the industry reputational risk. And it's very, very real. So, you know, just be aware of that. So that's your own, you know, just you go forward and think about how you could diversify your brand strategy and give Josh an email if you need some more information on that.
Exactly. Reputational risk. I like that. And that's a whole discussion in itself later down the road, but that is something where we're seeing more and more of this industry. Our industry, the mortgage industry in particular, real estate, is just coming around to some of these ideas. It has been, you and I have fought an uphill battle trying to get companies to utilize social media in the right ways, blogging, making sure that you're having these different facets and these different channels where you can have meaningful and valuable discussions and creating content that is creating that value for our entire industry. And you need to have, a strategy in place. So many of you, and again, we have calls every single day with companies who are just putting these strategies together now. And they're so focused on like, well, we just want to do LinkedIn. Oh, we hear TikTok's taking off. We want to go TikTok. Oh, we want to go Clubhouse. Well, that was a miscue. Sorry, ladies. Good luck on that one. But there, you do not want to put all your eggs in one basket. You need to make sure that you're working with somebody that's helping you diversify, that's helping you put in, and you know this more than anybody, Jacob, finding a channel, finding a distribution that is long-term. That is something that's evergreen. It can be come back and time again. That's why I personally love YouTube so much, is because YouTube, you can put out a piece of content and years down the road, somebody can pick it up and see it and it can come back into what we call, you know, it will go viral. So keep that in mind, ladies and gentlemen. That's what this discussion is about. That's why we share this, is because really, and like Jacob said, this really wasn't so much rise and shred every single day worthy. It didn't go into our newsletter, but that's what we're having some discussions that, hey, maybe make you think a little bit, and maybe make that brain turn a little more. So that's it. Jacob, that's what we got for today. Anything big or exciting coming up this week that people should be watching for in the Rise and Shred?
You'll have to read it to find out.
teaser. There's a lot coming up, ladies and gentlemen. This is a big week. Like Jacob said, a lot of companies going back to work this week. It will be interesting to see how we see some of these reactions. And all you working moms out there, again, we'd love to hear your comments. Love to see how you and what your thoughts are on the upcoming school year. If you're going back to work, if you're working right now, if you're going to be working with the kids again in the fall. So love to hear your thoughts and feedback on that. But we want to thank everybody for joining us on the Monday morning edition of Rise and Shred. You can catch Jacob and myself every Monday morning, 9 a.m. Mountain, 10 Central, 11 Eastern, right here on all the channels. We're diversifying. We're on Facebook. We're on LinkedIn. We're on YouTube. We're on Twitch. We're all across, ladies and gentlemen. So with that, we appreciate everybody joining us. We hope you guys have an incredible week. We love you. And it's time for all of you to go shred, go show up, hustle, repeat every day. We'll see you, everybody.